The Wright Panther football team will host Tongue River this Friday night at 7. The Panthers are 3-2 on the season after a 48-22 loss to Pine Bluffs last week. The loss snapped Wright's first two-game winning streak since 2012. The 3-1 start for the Panthers was the team's best start since 2007. 4-1, Tongue River comes in ranked third in the state. Head coach Larry Arati says preparation is the key.
You know, attitude and effort is what we really preach on the defensive side of the ball, and trying to be as well prepared as we can be so that we do as little of thinking as we have to and just react to the play.
Wright and Tongue River kick off at 7 Friday night in Wright. The Wright Lady Panther volleyball team is still the unanimous number one team of the state in the 2A coaches and media polls. The defending champions have won 8 in a row in 9 of its last 10 matches. Winnam Martin's team has not lost a set since September 3rd.
We are starting to do that little by little, and we're not quite there, but we're getting there, and I can see it coming together. Every time we play, we get a little bit stronger, a little bit more cohesive, things flow a little bit better. So when we piece it all together and people get to see what I see in practices, look out, because the Wright Lady Panthers are going to be pretty doggone tough.
The 18-3 Lady Panthers will begin a four-game homestand tomorrow night against Tongue River. The Sundance Bulldogs are still number 2 in the 2A rankings, heading into the big match at Bighorn Friday night since starting at season 3-4. Sundance has posted a 10-3 record since, with two of those three losses coming to number 1 Wright. Sundance will have a rematch against Wright on Saturday afternoon. The Bulldogs are 13-7 so far this year. The Wright cross-country team will compete in Gillette tomorrow. Last week at the Wright Invitational, Jaden Vasquez earned a top 10 finish for the boys. This has been your Wright Panther Report. To hear it again, go to BasinsRadio.com. I'm Chris Brintle.